Queer Theory is a podcast challenging anti-blackness through discussions of global, local, and popular culture from the perspective of Afro-Canadians who live different versions of ourselves to navigate everyday life. The podcast is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbeans, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Yeah, you know it's your boy Lead Pipe.
Yeah, and your boy Sadis.
And you're listening to the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast.
I mean, I live until the podcast done can't be feeling a feeling.
Sometime.
But we don't done with that.
Wow.
Bam.
Of the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast. How is everyone doing? We're going to pick up the energy, but I've had a little bit of a low energy day today. So, how has your week been this last week for you? Happy birthday. It is Mr. Nigel MC's belated birthday. His birthday was yesterday, so this should be a birthday show.
Okay. Yesterday was pretty good. Had a great week. It's up and down. Lots of emotional up and downs this whole week.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a lot accomplished at the house. There is a tree in my backyard that I've been trying to cut down for years. It has affected many things in the backyard. And our backyard is very small. To begin with, we don't have a lot of backyard. And when we moved there 11 years ago, we had a small tree in the backyard. And it was pretty good. It was just a small little tiny little tree. It was fine. Mm-hmm. Now the tree is about 25 feet tall. It has like a 12-inch
diameter. Wow.
For its trunk at the base.
This is a big boy tree.
And it is high. So last Christmas time-ish, around winter time, I went to Lowe's and I found a wonderful chainsaws.
I actually vaguely remember you being like, can you believe I bought this chainsaw for $20? Or some ridiculously low amount.
It was like 20 or 30 bucks.
And somebody else wanted the chainsaw at the time, but you'd already picked it up. Was it that you got the last one?
The lady told me she was there was more there, but I had one that hadn't been really opened. And so she looked at mine. She was like, "Well, what are you cutting with it?" And I was like, "A tree." And she's like, "Well, it has to be 6 inches in diameter, and you need a permit. It has to be less than 6 inches, and you need a permit if it's more."
You were like, nobody asked you.
I just looked at her. I'm like, ma'am, they're over there. The chainsaw's like, leave me alone. So that was the issue. I ended up getting it. And then teaching myself how to use a chainsaw. Because all the things you think about when you think of chainsaws. You think about murder. And all the horror flicks.
Immediately, I thought of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So because of that, I didn't want to chop off like an arm with it. I didn't know really the safety features, but there are a lot of safety features with it. You have to have a firm grip with your right hand as you hold it. There's a safety button that you have to be pressing while pressing the trigger. If you remove your finger off the safety for any reason, it will stop. Also, you have to have your other hand on the handle, and there's a shield there that shields your fingers from getting cut by any type of debris that flies back at you. So there's that. The rest of the stuff, like goggles, face shield, gloves, all that stuff you have to provide. So as long as you do that, then you're pretty good. And then I went and I started cutting the tree, so I cut maybe about 10, 12 feet up and cut all the branches off. So I'm trying to cut all the branches off first and then start at the top and cut down.
Oh, that's how you do it. Makes sense.
I've been thinking about it for a while. I'm thinking the safest way to cut it down. Cutting it from the bottom.
You have to like manage all of that falling.
I think our yard is only about 12 feet.
Oh, so the tree will fall past your yard anyway.
It would hit either the neighbor's fence, my back fence, my other neighbor's
Did you
fence,
Google it
or my house.
at all? Just wondering.
Google what?
How to cut down a tree.
Nope. I just looked at it and I said, okay, I'm gonna cut all these branches down. And it's like a pine tree of some sort. So that was my beginning of my week. So I kind of cut all the branches off and I tried to get that down. The girls were looking at it, they're like, Dad, this is awesome, you got a chainsaw. The boys were playing Xbox downstairs and playing all these video games, so they couldn't care less about it at all. So that happened, and then we went further into the week and got to my birthday. Before that, on Friday, congratulations to my cuz for getting her new place. I went
Nice.
there to go help her. Went down dollar store, just checking on social media for those of you who have been social distancing and moving and trying to keep your distance. It's very difficult to do that now that things are lifted and you are in the grocery store. They're trying to get everybody to kind of go the same way down the aisle so that you don't pass people in a space that's less than 6 feet. However, I went to a dollar store that didn't have any,
Guidelines?
no, they didn't have any customers.
Oh.
So there's nobody in the aisle. And then I started going down the wrong way down this one aisle. And this lady met me at the beginning of the aisle. She's like, excuse me, sir, you're going the wrong way. And I was like, thank you, ma'am. I didn't say anything. I just said, okay, ma'am, thank you.
Oh, you're good.
Because I was going to
I'd be
tell
telling people to mind their effing business all the time.
in my brain, I wanted to tell, her a few things.
Okay.
And so in my brain, a lot of things went through my head
Very quickly.
very quickly. But in the end,
You opted for a good old Canadian passive aggressive progression.
I didn't say anything aggressive. I didn't, it's not
You
Canadian.
just said thank you.
I just, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, that's nice.
Walked past her, went to the till and I left. And then I talked about her in the car when I got like,
This
I'm like,
time.
I can't believe this woman. But it was funny. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything.
Okay, all
So
right.
that was great. Then it was my birthday. It was very quiet.
Have we saw that on live you went for a birthday bike ride?
So it was very quiet of a day. And then as the day warmed up, it was cooler in the morning and then it started to warm up. I looked at the weather, so the weather was supposed to be at 16 degrees Celsius. So I was like, okay, that's not too bad. So we got jackets on, and everybody was inside anyway. So I was like, oh, come on. I said, I want to go for a bike ride. Does anybody want to come with me? And everybody was like, yeah. So we pumped up tires, made sure all the tires were pumped up. We rode to Walmart. We picked up a basket for my bike. And then we went for Slurpees.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what you saw. That's what everybody saw. So it was really pretty low key. Normally for my birthday, for anybody who knows me on my birthday, I like big things happen on my birthday. So I do big things. I like parties. I like get-togethers. But because of social distancing, we knew that couldn't happen. 2 years ago, I went skydiving. Last year, I flew a plane. This year, because of Melanistic and the and Nilo and the crew, we will be going hot air ballooning. So it will be great, and that will be wonderful. I can't wait.
In June.
In June.
It'll be like your birthday's like, th is it a whole, no? Yeah. It's just about a month from Father's Day, I think. So it'll be like right that before that Father's Day weekend.
Right. So
It'll be fun.
that would be amazing. So I was really happy. I got steak and cake, ribs. I got, shout out to Miss Adele, my neighbor, who hand, I think it's crochet, I guess. She made a blanket. It was like 8 feet tall.
For you alone?
For me alone.
Did she just start on the next person's birthday? Because, wow, is she fast.
I don't know.
Didn't everybody get individual blankets or something for Christmas?
The girls have individual ones.
Right.
For Christmas. Uh-huh. Charlene got one for her birthday. I got one for my birthday.
That's what I'm trying to say. She's fast.
She's already done the ones for the boys. She wants to give it to them, but Charlene's like,
wait, because it's their birthdays coming up?
But I hope they're not watching. Now they know.
Ooh. Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So that was fun. And that was it. What about your week?
I'm tribute, so most of my life is is now taken up with the... Actually, it's this because we're the aphrodisiac district. So we're out here, you know, just trying to get to the next day and survive. I did strain my ankle about a week ago. So I have a very limited time on which I can actually walk on it in a given day. Mm. So it's kind of hard to balance the multitude of tasks that I have if I only have this much physical output. So that's been challenging for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been fine, just rough for me specifically, but it's fine, it's all good.
I hear you. Yeah. So that's this week.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. I was gonna say something about this week when we first started, but all right, let's go on to the scroll.
The scroll.
I like it. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So on the scroll this week, on the scroll, we have quite a few things that have happened on the scroll this
mm-hmm,
week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. One of them is...
this lady from Miami-Dade. Let's start with the yucky stuff first, because you know we're about to talk about this versus. You know this guy is over here repping his adopted country. The Bajans are going to be so upset right now. Where's Miss Leslie?
I did not adopt this country.
Where's Miss Leslie? Right now. It's fun. Look, we can put the comments on the big screen. I just learned that.
Oh, put it up.
Not each individual.
What?
You
can put it up individually?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's Ronald. He's up there.
Hey, Ronald.
Every week with us.
Ronald, so you're up cool. there, buddy.
So this lady in Miami-Dade, she has a son who has autism. And the boy goes missing and then turns up dead in the ravine, essentially. And the lady tells the police that two black men kidnapped her son. After the body was found, she admitted that she lured him to the canal and that he was, quote unquote, in a better place now. So that was the thing that happened. The only thing I can say about it, to be honest with you, is thank God there were no black men harmed in the finding out that this happened and investigating the whole situation.
She took a page out of 1960.
Barry was here when I was talking about it. He's like, again? I think I heard this story from 20 years ago. I think you've been hearing this story for the last 20 years. Yeah. But what we also talked was remember the young lady who dropped her special needs child off at the hospital because it was too much for her?
Black lady?
Was a black lady, correct? And mm-hmm. she got roasted.
So in this one, there is a white lady who has an special needs child.
Mm-hmm. Autistic specifically.
Was having issues with the child, and the child was feeling overwhelmed. Overwhelmed, yeah. A little bit overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
by it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Auntie. Good to see you. Thank you. And she, Auntie said a happy birthday.
Mm.
And she had enough, so instead of taking him to a you know, hospital or a place to get adopted or a foster family. She drowned him.
Calling CPS.
She drowned him. Social services. In the ocean.
She drowned him, yeah, in the canal. She led him to the canal and drowned him and then blamed it on black people, which is fascinating, actually.
Fascinating.
I'm like, y'all still doing that?
I'm wondering if there was a time in our history where black people
didn't get blamed for stuff.
Actually just murdered white people on a random just randomly grabbed white people.
I do feel like they're so afraid of it, you have to wonder if it happened at some point, because I definitely missed it. But I think like Nat Turner Rebellion, there's a lot of slave rebellions that they don't talk about. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if those slave rebellions are what their collective white memory is going back to. But it's just not part of popular history. So we don't know that it's happening. We're like, what's wrong with you guys? Like consistently. Yeah. Because if black people were really as a monolith, right? Like, I'm not saying that there's not bad black folks. Obviously, there's bad every folks. But if black people were as a monolith, as murderous as white folks like purport us to be as a monolith, I feel like we would be murdering your parents and grandparents because we are in nursing homes taking care of them, like children, special needs kids, like driving all of the goods into the rest of the country.
I feel all the things truck you are drivers, saying, they're fear, they're
afraid they're that we're doing those things successfully without an attack, or they feel like we could attack at any point because we do those things.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've never actually seen it happen, so it's a little bit weird that people are consistently scared of it.
Yeah, there was a lady the other day. There's still a trial going on about the celebrities who sent their children to college by bribing
doing all kinds
the representatives.
Yeah, it's still happening?
It's still, well, the trials are coming up and they're showing. Oh. So the lady got 3 months in jail, right? But then there's the black lady who paid for her child to go to a school that's not
that's
in her
right.
district.
That is right.
And got 12 years of prison.
Yeah.
For, guess what? Guess what she got charged with? This is what I found out that got me irate.
And was
I
had it a to, fraud thing?
Kind of.
What was it?
Stealing an education.
Wow.
That's deep, huh? So that's what she got charged with. And the judge was like, yep, that sounds about right to me. 12 years. I'm like, what is happening? Stealing an education is what the
But meanwhile, those other folks, they attorney. Really did steal an education.
Whom?
The ones who were getting their kids into places that they weren't
they just
qualified to get
they
into.
They paid for an education. But then she did too.
Oh, I get you.
And the lady who got the 12 years, she was homeless.
Yes, I do remember this. She lied about her address, right? So that her kids could go to a school.
Yeah. Gave her 12 years in prison.
This is so gross.
Very gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another lady that was on CNN. This is not really black stuff, but it's COVID stuff. Mm. I guess they asked her to like fudge up some numbers to help get rural Florida open faster. They said that the numbers in Miami-Dade and the bigger I don't know why we do Florida news so much, by the way.
It's south.
So why are we doing Florida news?
The Florida news is south.
Tonight, your local Florida news.
It's very Republic over there. Florida has a lot of Republic supporters, which does not actually compute with the amount of people that are there.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Right? So there's like a bunch of Democrats there, a lot of black people, a lot of Latino people, and most of them are Democratic, but then the majority in Florida is always Republican.
That's because of the poor whites and the Latin people, actually. White Latin people tend to be Republicans. Like the white Cubans and the white Latins.
I get you.
Yeah.
And then, And then they have very laxed gun laws there. So a lot of guns, a lot of gun play.
They also have rules about that there, like, if you get arrested in Florida, it's public. Like, there's no privacy around that.
Mm-hmm.
So a thing that they do in North Carolina as well is put your picture in this. There's this magazine for a dollar. Mm-hmm. And it's all the people who, how do you say, your mugshots?
Mm-hmm.
That's all the magazine is. Like, pages and pages of mugshots. It's something.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently they asked her to change up the numbers in a very statistical kind of way. Like, started dividing one number into another instead of this other number to, like, get a lower, you know what I mean? To get a lower number.
Yeah.
And incidentally, Anthony Fauci was on MSNBC talking about how we have to reopen the country soon or else there'll be irreparable damage to the economy, which I found interesting.
Aww.
It made everybody be like, oh, it's all a joke. Yeah. So did you make this avatar on Facebook with your face?
I did not make the Facebook avatar, but when Facebook launched their avatar, Samsung sent me an avatar app.
Okay.
Called the AR Zone, an AR emoji.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then I made an avatar on my own.
Uh-huh.
Phone. Wow, what's happening?
All the Facebook avatars look like they have the same daddy. What, this girl just did her. That's the lady I used to teach with, I told you about.
You know what? They make the eyes similar on them.
Is that what it is?
They do.
The eyes?
They do make the eyes similar.
They look very, I don't know what. I don't know. They all look the same to me.
That's hilarious. On Instagram this week, Jason Derulo, my favorite.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
We're talking about Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Jason Derulo is Nick Cannon without the success for me. Nick Cannon is a more success. Like, Jason Derulo could be Nick Cannon if he was just strangely more successful. I don't know how Nick Cannon is more successful, so I don't know what that enzyme is to make
Nick
that
Cannon
thing
is more successful. Because of the fact that he had so many hit movies
when he was younger.
And okay. So our generation.
So he used that to, like, he made
our generation
like
knows
that.
His name. And then with Wildin' Out, the next generation knows his name.
Got you.
And then he's hit, what is it called? X Factor, I think he's the host of that.
Okay. He's hit a lot of demographics.
Now he's also executive producer for Nickelodeon.
Right.
He's making that type of money.
Yeah, he does have that Nickelodeon
money. So, you know, he's in with the kids and stuff.
And a less successful Nick Cannon, a.k.a. Jason Derulo.
Jason
Derulo
is the Canadian version.
He's Canadian? That makes sense.
That's not why he's not good.
He's Canadian, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think he is.
It's not why he's not good. He just has a thing about him that I cannot figure out.
He's annoying to me.
Okay.
That's the thing for me. I don't know about anybody else.
Came to Edmonton and Jason Derulo was playing on the radio, I was like, oh, this is where they play Jason Derulo.
Sorry, he is not Canadian.
Okay.
Thank God.
Ooh, thank you. There you go.
But he is from Miramar, Florida. Again.
And next on your Florida news, Jason Derulo. What did he do?
He did have a relationship, I remember, back in the day with Jordan Sparks when she was popular.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did recently is, because he's bored and at his house and not doing anything, he made a bunch of TikTok videos.
Okay.
One of them where he jumps into the air into a pair of, two people are holding a pair of jogging pants.
Okay.
And they're both holding it. And then he jumps in. It's a lady and a man. And they're holding it. He jumps up and he jumps into it with his vertical.
Okay.
So that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, he's doing, like, you know, the TikTok dance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's doing a dance. And then the third one was the corn on the end of a drill challenge, where he breaks his two front teeth and they come up in the top of his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
He did what?
Yeah, he did that stupid corn challenge. I think he did, like, I think his teeth are fake to begin with.
Okay.
So he just...
His veneers, his expensive veneers.
His veneers. So what,
porcelain veneers.
So what he ended up doing was he's going like this. You could see the corn, like, you know, being eaten off the thing. He's like... And then finally he goes... And he puts the corn down. And you see his teeth are up, protruding from up by his lip instead of like across. So I played it again to see the difference between it. And sure that enough, is. He either had fake teeth in or he really did that foolishness. So that happened. Yeah, that happened.
Okay.
And I ended up that Jason one with Derulo. A big good for you, Jason Derulo.
Stupid.
Stupid, you dummy.
Dummy. I agree.
No, that's what happened to him, but I think it was faked. All right, and that, you got any more?
I want to talk about Beanie Man Bounty Killer. I don't know if that's the scroll, but I think it is.
It is the scroll because it's not part of the screen. So in the end of the scroll, last night, no, before them was my man Nelly and Luda.
He put out a shirt while he was doing a handstand, Darren Hall said. You're safe, Jason Derulo.
Yes,
guy.
He did. He put on a shirt. Jason Derulo put on a shirt
while doing a handstand.
And you know what happens? I like it because people fall off of the. They're famous, but they fall off of the eye of the public. Mm-hmm. And in these COVID times, he probably would have been in the eye if his album were to drop properly, or he was going to do a tour.
He could do it on TikTok. Can't he dance?
Yeah, he did dance. I just told you he danced on TikTok.
Yeah, but he should just do that.
He was doing stuff because he wants to be in.
I do.
He wants to be in with the in. I feel like, in with the flint.
I feel like I know that he can dance. Make some songs that are catchy, that are 1 minute long, and just TikTok stuff. I'm so tired of what.
It's
who is his agent? Like,
ugh. Well, it what the, all the stuff that he did. Went worldwide.
So he's doing his thing, I guess.
So he's doing his thing. He did what he needed to do to get out there. He put out the soft videos and then ended with the corn video, which honestly was really corn ball.
Wah, wah. Wah. Let me wah. Pull up my special effects on me.
Corn ball.
I was going to say a corn note was a good one for him to finish on. Because he sure is a corn ball.
Okay. I can't. Corny.
Okay.
I like that one.
We have it.
What else we got? No. I like that one too. Yep.
That would have worked.
That works. So he was officially... What's the last one before that? He was officially cornball.
That works too, that's actually.
Good. I like that one too.
You're a clown.
Straight clowny. Live before our studio audience. So that was it for that. So Nelly versus Luda came out. They put out their songs.
I totally missed Nelly. It was a disappointment. Okay.
Because none
first of,
it,
of all, does Nelly have the catalog to compete with Luda?
He has a large, extensive catalog.
Really? Is Versus all about, like, what songs does this guy have?
You know what? For some people, it is because a lot of us live in the land of radio. So if we didn't hear it on the radio or we didn't see the video, then we ain't seeing it.
If you were in it.
Right. And that's the funny thing is the radio hits and the video sessions, they're there to inspire you to go get the album and listen to the rest of the music.
Right.
Back in the day, if you were at HMV, you used to have a listening spot. You take your stuff, you put on the headphones, you go in the listening spot. Now because of COVID. We
did I tell you, just a sidebar on this story, that Darren Hall nominated me for 10 albums in 10 days? What I think we'll do...
Darren Hall or Darren Jordan?
Darren Hall. Joan Jordan nominated you. But I think what we should do is get some flashcards and just do it next week. Just 10 of them. I couldn't go for 10 days because I am.
Let's do it.
We'll just get our albums and paste it. And we'll just do them one by one.
Done.
So I told this story about one of my first two albums probably I ever bought on my own. First two CDs I ever bought for sure. Mm-hmm. Was Beanie Man, Blessed, and The Lost Boys.
There you go.
And the reason I bought them is I feel shaky telling this story. So
is it Blessed or is it Blessed?
I don't know. I always thought it was. I think the song is called Blessed. That's what I think. That's what I think.
All right. I like it.
Not sure. So there was a guy working there. And because I was living in Beaumont, I didn't really have access to black people. Like, there were no black people around. It was pretty much me and my dad. Yada, yada. People know the story. So I'm at HMV in West Edmonton Mall. And there's some black guy who works at HMV in West Ed, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, what? He had locks too. So I wanted to talk to him. So I bought those two CDs to strike up a conversation. It never happened. I was way too young for any of that. It was 1995, which would have made me 13 years old. So yeah, definitely nothing happened. So I'm telling the story on this top 10 albums or whatever. And here Darren Hall Darren would be like, oh, yeah, I forget what that guy's name. I remember him. I was like, do not make this gentleman real. I do not need nobody in Edmonton to be like, wait a minute, that was me. Right? No, do not make him real.
That's funny. But last night, Beanie Jamaica came out, the Beanie Man. That's why I'm wearing my Jamaica shirt that Charlene bought for me last time she went to Jamaica. They came out last night. Beanie went out again. Beanie Man went out against Bounty Killer. They have more fire.
Yeah, it was exactly like this.
All night.
People were like, great. Are they not social distancing in Jamaica? I was like, no, 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 no. The island of Jamaica is social distancing from everybody else. Just like when you're in your house and all the people in the house are okay being close together because nobody can come in the house. The island of Jamaica is the house and they're social distancing from the world. In fact, if you try to go to Jamaica just like that cruise ship tried to do and the man stand up on there and wave your galang. I wonder what Jamaica's like now without, I guess there's probably tourists who, got stuck there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about Jamaica. In Jamaica, well, let's say, first I'm going to tell you, in the United States, the amount of COVID cases in the United States is 1.68 million confirmed cases.
Yeah.
341,000 are recovered and 98,000 deaths.
Wow.
In Jamaica, there are 550 people that have.
Everybody's recovered? And nine people dead.
200 have recovered, nine are dead. And the other 300.
They're walking it out.
41.
They're walking it out.
They're working it out with some tea and some ginger tea. A little bush tea. You know.
Some serious tea.
Some coconut soup.
You got to clean out your blood.
So that's it.
That's what's happening.
So that's what's going on.
Just so that you're aware.
Jamaica's solving this problem.
If you're
problem.
In Jamaica, you can do whatever you need. You can hang out. You can social everything. And even
but you can't
in
go
the Bounty
there.
Killer Beanie Man thing, you cannot go there. No, sir. Just like if you go over your friend's house, you knock on the door, their mother will be like, she's at COVID. Go in.
Go in. No.
It's COVID now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a couple of the call-outs from that online thing that was so much fun. Number one, Beanie Man definitely, and I that belly he was rocking, I was about that. I was about that life because that is real COVID life. Like all the jumping up on the stage and the traveling around. And
if you watched it, and this is for people who didn't watch it. If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
But watching it live was great because you had Beanie Man in a black shirt that said Beanie on it. Mm-hmm. And then it says, one, I think it said one true king on his shirt, okay, on the bottom of it. And he's the original dancehall. The other person on there was Bounty Killer.
Bounty Killer.
Bounty. But Beanie Man had a black t-shirt on with
shiny checkered pads.
Pads on.
Multicolored.
Bounty had a it was gold. And Bounty had a gold checkered jacket with black ripped jeans.
It was Fendi.
It was Fendi? His jacket? So he had a Fendi jacket.
Or Friendly or Friendly. But in any case, it was the two Fs.
But so
I don't know what am I getting the jacket.
So he has the jacket. And they're gonna go toe for toe.
Mm-hmm.
Blow for blow.
I expected all kinds of, number one, I expected them to be in two different places.
That was the key. The key was, so far with these versus battles, you're at your home with your Wi-Fi, whatever you pay for, and the other person's at their home with their Wi-Fi.
No man.
These two gentlemen came with their individual DJs,
yeah,
and were in one place. Yeah. I just had one camera, one Instagram, one Wi-Fi.
Yeah, one love. We lick them, but we tallow.
So they went at it. It was actually pretty good because they went at it. At first, they were playing each other's tracks. So the DJ was spinning each other's tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, yo, this song here. And mm-hmm. Beanie came out with one that he did with
Biggie.
Notorious B.I.G. Mm-hmm. Big, and he came in there. And Beanie's like, yeah, man. The original King of Dancehall. And then Bounty came out. He's like, yo, you know them tune there. Them no big deal. This one a big deal. And then he played his track. And I was like, wow. Yes, I was laughing.
It was good.
Throughout the whole thing. Because number one, you saw the respect between the two artists.
For sure.
They were in the same. They weren't fighting. They weren't arguing. You know, they were going toe for toe. They did do a little bit of pushing, but it was in jest. They were like pushing as they went in from back and forth.
Beanie would like elbow his way in. But they started juggling on the same beat. So they would like go. They would go. I don't know if they both had songs on the same rhythm or if they had this. It was the same song.
What the man said right before that happened. First of all, the police came.
Bye, Blue.
I wanted to do a skit.
Oh, the boy Blue?
Of the police. What do you mean, Beanie Man and Butcher in the same, and Bounty Killer in the same place?
You didn't see the police actually commented on the thing? They commented on the thing and they said, so happened. Curfew don't apply to you? Commenting on Instagram. The National Police Service. So happened.
Yeah.
The police come, so the police came to the door.
You think you're bigger than curfew? Beanie's like, yo, my both of them.
Bounty, don't go nowhere. We're not done until I say that. So Beanie looked at the camera and was like, there's about 500,000 people watching all over the world. You want to be that guy? This is the way he enunciated. Yeah. Do you want to be that
you
guy?
You want to be that guy?
And for a Jamaican to be like,
really?
That.
Really?
Are you trying to be that guy?
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously?
And because they kept going, I guess the man just went on along his way. He was not trying to be that guy, that's for sure.
Police came to shut it out. After the police came to shut it out, they stopped playing each other's track and then started DJing live. So it was a freestyle battle between the two of them, back and forth on each other's beat, yeah, which was amazing to watch. It literally stood out above the rest.
It was great. And it looked like fun. I feel like maybe COVID times, like entertainers, they've just, especially Caribbean entertainers, they typically are not making money on the records. They're making money on the performances. Like, that's really where they make their money, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
So these entertainers, they like really out here doing show after show and place after place after place.
After place.
I feel like the fun part kind of comes out. Like, it stops being fun after a while.
Let's see.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but it looked like they were having fun, and it was fun. It was fun to watch. I wanted to do a TikTok video of like the beginning of the battle like this, and then a one like this, and then like, you know, like just go through the dances and then the end of the TikTok battle be jumping off of a thing. Like, wah! Yeah. But it was really great. And so Beanie Man, like Bounty Killer would come out with all the gunman songs, and BD's like, seriously? You're over here with all this fight up? Nah, this one's for the ladies. So he keep going back. So finally Bounty Killer was like, listen here, they's call you, the ladies them is call you when they want sweet up. They's call me when they want the thing beat up. It was funny. I was like, anything they did that was meant to make somebody scream, I was screaming and throwing myself back on the couch. It was funny. Oh,
it was funny when they recognized Rihanna in the audience.
Riri's here. Stop it.
Riri. I see Riri. Riri, do you see Mimi? And they kept going on and on.
It was good.
Me and Beanie, and they started going on. They laughed so hard.
Yeah, it was good.
They had so much fun. They brought their daughter in to do dancing.
Beanie Man had his daughter. Is a particularly bad dancer. He's a dad dancer. I should say he's a bad dancer.
He just dances. He just dances the way the music
Actually,
feels.
Actually, the thing I love the most is the person who dances with their whole heart completely offbeat. It's one of my favorite things.
I like it.
Yeah. It's free. It's freeing. Okay.
Yeah.
You done with that?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was wonderful.
I think at the end, and then somebody said, you know, it's a dance hall party when a random baby.
The baby shows up.
We had a baby in there at late night.
Yeah.
Because you know they're 2 hours.
Like, huh?
Two or
just
three
woke
hours.
Up. She was in another room. There was coats all around her.
What?
It's not a Caribbean party unless there's
coats on the bed.
There's a, all just over the sleeping room. On the bed with the coats. And somebody put a pillow on the ground and a bunch of coats around the baby. So if she rolls, she'll roll into the coat. So she falls off, she'll be there on the ground.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good time. I like to see Beanie's family and all that stuff too. With the mask on, the little girl with her mask on. All cute up. I like teenagers.
Yeah, she had her mask on. She was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He has another daughter.
Other than the baby and other the than, teenager?
Other the teenager.
She has a big one?
He has a big one. She's the one who bought a Honda. Do you remember that?
No.
So she bought a Honda, like a Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
But she worked hard and bought it with her own money. I was like showing pictures of her, like, taking pictures with the vehicle. And then a whole bunch of people got on Beanie like, yo, all this money you're making and you can't give her a Beamer or anything. And he was like, nah, it's not like that. She wanted to buy her own vehicle with her own money.
But not for nothing. A Honda Accord is no chump car.
It was nice.
A Honda Accord is not a chump car. And to be honest with you, if they're in Jamaica, you must buy a Accord over a BMW.
If you see the car she had like a silver BMW. Oh, sorry, silver Honda. And then the rims were like blue.
Oh, so it was nice.
It was nice. And then all the windows are tinted black. Out. Yeah, oh. It was nice.
I was like, Honda hey, ain't no chump car, hey. Especially the Accord. Them Accords are
V6,
V8.
Give me that
V8.
Car right now. Watch me.
Hey. I saw somebody with a two-door Accord coupe that was like a V8.
I like
I
it.
I was like, oh, this is a sports car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sports car, like yep. It's a high-end sports car in yep. in a fixable, repairable package.
Hi, Simone. Yeah, so that was that. So last night was pretty good with that versus. I can't wait to see the next versus. There's a lot of controversy going on with versus this. Major Hype is now. Was beefing earlier with
I heard he was all stressed out.
He was mad stressed out because he was beefing with Swiss Beats. And it wasn't really that much of a beef. It wasn't really about them. So they kind of squashed it real quick. But I'd like to see some new players on the field when it comes to this. it has a lot of respect out for these artists like Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Beanie, Bone Tequila, Teddy Riley, and Babyface. Like, you, when you watch the two people, like when you compare the Teddy Riley Babyface versus Beanie Man Bone Tequila, it was nothing.
Who else would you want to see? Who's your next versus?
Next versus that I'd like to see?
Who do you think could go up against Buju? Like, who could verse Buju, you think? Beanie Man and Bone Tequila out. Who could verse Buju?
That's a hard one.
Y'all tell Elephant me, Man. Who do you think? Elephant Man versus Buju? That would be something.
Elephant Man versus Buju. Wow, mina trust phone, mina own, mina like it.
Yeah, that would be something.
That would be awesome. Awesome to watch.
Are you ready to move on?
I am ready to move on.
On the screen.
Shut up, the DJ. What up, dude? And she turned the volume down.
It's because of the volume.
Nothing can be heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rough. Okay.
Mad rough, bro.
Next.
Is that how it works? It's playing, but I can't hear it. Okay.
I like it.
The people can hear it, though.
Okay. People are like, what is all this noise?
Oh, no, I don't think Tony Rebel, but I think I would like to see a Capleton versus SZA.
Yeah. Or even a Capleton versus Tony Rebel.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I just don't feel like Tony Rebel has hits. I know there's like such a likelihood that he could be watching this. Cover my face.
I'm not part of this conversation. Speak no English. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why you would say that I in would particular. Like to see, but
I don't know if he has the same like
portfolio.
Portfolio of hits.
Okay.
Okay. Who were we talking about on the screen?
On the screen. Okay, so on the screen, a lot of things have come out on Netflix. One of the top things I want to talk about is She-Ra third season came out. I started on that today.
How was that?
Pretty good. I like She-Ra. The problem I have with She-Ra has nothing to do with the show. I think the show is good writing if you like cartoons. It's good for the children. It talks a lot about friendship, teamwork, stuff like that. Mm. It's not the She-Ra that we used to deal with.
Not your mama's She-Ra.
Not your mama's She-Ra. This She-Ra, the old She-Ra, she used to turn into whatever.
Yeah.
And then she used to beat up everybody.
Not this one?
She really talked with her fists a lot.
This is much more sensitive.
This one's more drama. Lots of drama.
Oh, okay.
And then there are other people involved in it that make the show funny. So there's just lots of princesses, but she's the princess of power.
Yeah.
So.
I like it.
And she's doing that. So I really enjoyed She-Ra so far.
What else?
What else is on there? I finished, and I'm a binge watcher. So for people who binge watch like how I binge watch, I can finish a whole series from Sunday to Sunday. So I finished. Last week I talked about The Vagrant Queen. I have finished the entire series.
Okay. I can't keep up with you.
No.
With series.
No, it's weird and I don't know how I bend time in order to watch this, but I do. So in the series The Vagrant Queen, it is about a black girl who is not actually a human. She's an alien. Mm-hmm. And there is one human. He's Canadian.
A Canadian humor.
Human.
Okay.
And so his ship is called the Winnipeg.
Okay, wow.
And all the names of his Canadian things, all the people from all the different aliens, races, and worlds, they all say it wrong. So they talk about Regina.
That's funny.
They talk about Regina. They're like, what about Regina? It's pronounced Regina. You mean Regina, right? And he's like, no, it's Regina. And so there's that. And then Winnipeg, they call it Winter, Winnipeg, and all sorts of stuff. And then he's a grimy character. Like, he's just trying to get home to his beautiful wife and the child they're supposed to be having together. And so he's kind of, you know, he's that guy who's good at heart, but he just shady. He just wants to get home. So he's doing a lot of stuff to get there. So there's that. And then there's for movies. So I watched that whole series. That one is a little bit sketchy, first of all, because the writing is a little bit shortened. So there's no depth to the writing. But it is entertaining if you want something to watch and you've run out of all the Netflix shows.
It's a good one.
If I were to rate how many Black Fists out of 5, I would give it a 3.
Okay, 3 Black Power Fists. I like it.
Out of 5.
Okay, out of 5. Mm-hmm. I like it. What about Download?
Download. Okay, yes. Watch Download. That one, I really liked it. And in comparison, it's the writing's really good on it, I find.
Not for kids.
It's definitely not for children.
It's a mature, I think, probably.
It is.
Like
it,
your late age teenagers.
It is. And it goes along the lines of this. So scientists have been able to download your mind, your consciousness. They have figured out that just like the human body, that your consciousness and everything is a bunch of synapses that run off of electrical waves. Mm-hmm. So you have the ability to download your consciousness to a computer program, which puts you into a virtual reality world for the rest of your life, or for as long as you can pay, or you die. So that's where Upload comes from. So it starts off with, you know, a guy, he's about to be famous, he's about to be rich, he's about to change the game, and he gets in a car accident, and he kind of chooses the Upload.
Well, his girl kind of chooses it for him, yeah?
He ends up having to choose it and sign for it. He chooses it, not realizing what has happened. And in the Upload, he finds out, you know, that he may not have been killed. He may not have been died of a car accident, but he may have been killed. So it kind of goes along this as he figures out to how to use the virtual world, how he figures out people in the virtual world, and how he figures out his own murder.
Right. And getting used to being dead and what that means. Because even though he's in this place where he's having these, like, a conscious experience, there's certain things. And, of course, you have to pay for everything. It's very, obviously, very capitalistic. Like, if you want to have a cold, you have to pay for it and whatever. But it was really cool.
So it basically runs along the premise of how the world works right now. If you have money,
you get the stuff.
You get the stuff. If you don't have money,
then you die.
Then you're dead.
Like,
you're
regular.
So it was a pretty good show, I thought. So I would give it a 4.5 out of 5 fists.
A 4.5? That's a lot.
What would you give it?
Maybe a 3.75.
3.75. Wow, you're really stingy on them points.
The Black Fists? It's like 3 of these. And then like
it's a couple fingers.
A hotep. 3 black. I give it 3 Black Fists and a hotep piece. That's what I rate it. Now that we have an arbitrary rating system. Nice.
which is hilarious. So there is that.
There's something else. Lovebirds.
Lovebirds with Issa Rae. Yeah. And
Kamal.
What's this man's name? You gotta put that cloud noise on there.
I can press the button, but we can't hear it.
Birds. Birds, the movie.
Lovebirds, the movie.
Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani.
I knew his first name.
Nanjiani. Yeah, so I liked it. I thought it was very funny. It was written as a comedy and came across as a comedy for me. It made me laugh many, many times.
It was great. I actually, yes, I enjoyed it. The thing that I don't know if I find annoying, I'm not sure if I find it annoying, and I'm not even sure if I find it annoying in the movie, but I do find it to be a thing that happens when stand-up comedians are in movies. They tend to, like, work their monologues into the movies, which is, like, any, like, many of the standard, whether it's like that or whether the character is like, let me tell you, I got a problem, and then they just do their little thing or they're just going off. So it was a lot of those little monologues, but I gave it four black fists out of five.
Oh, a 0.25 more than anybody got. So yeah, I recommend Lovebirds as well. Looks like there was a movie called Lovebirds in 2011.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Don't know, but it looks cheesy.
Probably.
Cornball.
Cornball.
So, yeah, there you go. So, that is the screen for me. Is there anything else on the screen?
No. I was trying to see if we could do this something.
Oh, yes. There is one thing on the screen for me.
What?
So I watch with the children Trolls the movie, the world tour.
How was that?
It was great. I didn't mind it. So it takes place now. You know, the original troll Poppy has now become queen of the pop trolls. Her father's not dead. He's still alive. She's there with Justin Timberlake's character on there. He's Bland, I think his name is. I think that's what his name is. He was kind of like a faded blue, and then he got his color once he started to realize that everybody else was right and he was wrong. Anyway, so he's in love with Poppy. He's trying to figure this out, and you find out there are five strings, and those five strings resonate the music structure of the five different music categories that tend to dominate our world right now. So there's pop, rock and roll, country, classical, and techno or EDM.
Okay.
So those are the ones that are populating our culture right now. But they do mention the sub ones that are like spin-offs, like reggaeton.
Okay.
And K-pop. And yodeling. So because of this.
Yodeling.
Yeah. But they don't have their own strings. They're just there.
Okay.
So because of this, they're trying to figure out the rock princess, or the rock queen, the queen of rock. Her name is Barb. And Barb is trying to capture everybody's string and change and put it on a guitar and play the ultimate power chord, which will change everybody into rock zombies.
Oh.
And so they're trying to stop her from that, but she's really amassed an entire army already and is going from one
usually kingdom by to the another. Time they start to stop the bad guy, they've already been doing their thing for a long time. This is what I'm learning.
Yep. 100%.
Like, we've actually already been doing this. So
they're trying to show late. They're trying to show it. It's very funny parts in it. I didn't mind it. It was a little different from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to get more sales than the first one
because
it's the only thing you could watch on TV as new releases. So you're kind of like, okay, fine. So you watch it, and it was like, boom. And it was good. The singing was great. They had all types of hip-hop references and stuff like that.
I watched a little bit of Scooby-Doo, which you also watched with your children.
Yes.
A very little bit. But it was quite funny, and I want to watch. Like, I want to actually set to watching it.
Yeah. So, Scooby-Doo. and Trolls. Not bad for the children. I would rate it. Trolls, I'd rate about 3.5 out of 4. Out of 5. Blacklist.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you listening to?
What am I listening to other than the Beanie Man Bounty Killer verses on there? right now, I went back to Solange. Listen to a little bit of Solange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's been on my docket. And also some Jonathan McReynolds, his new album called People. And he's talking about...
Everybody's like, what's happening? But I'm learning some things.
He's talking about people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's talking about people on just in life. And I would have got farther, but people. Or things would have been different, but people.
Mm.
And oh, he has to just deal with life. So there's that.
Okay.
What about you?
I've been listening to the 80s and the 90s. Pretty much top 100, I guess. 80s and 90s.
Hence the question that you asked online.
Which one?
You asked the question about who is the most overrated artist.
No, I didn't. It was not a question. I said Madonna's the most overrated artist of all time. There's no question about it.
You asked me.
I asked you who? Okay. I stated online that Madonna's the most overrated musical artist of all time. And what do I mean by overrated? Some of you came to my page. You told me things that Madonna had done for popular culture. You told me things that Madonna had done for style. Not one person talked about Madonna's musical talent. They were like, but she was influential. Prowess. But she was influential. But she was this. But she was that. Nobody's like, but she can do that thing with her vocal chords. Like, nobody was like,
what could she do?
Exactly. My point. Exactly my point.
She can do a thing with her vocal cords?
No, she cannot. That is my point about her being the most overrated. Let me tell you what this lady did. She named herself Madonna. And then she sang a song called Like a Virgin.
She sang a lot of songs. Vogue.
Yeah, but that's what she did. After that, they just were like, oh, this is so edgy. And then that's it. It didn't matter what happened next. She had style, like Rita Hayworth.
Well, I disagree. I do not think Madonna's the most overrated.
Okay.
I think Britney Spears is. Because she did the exact same thing.
She can dance.
I saw her recently. It's not that great. First of all,
now Britney is not 18. It's not 18-year-old Britney. Now Britney has gone through a lot. She has gone through a lot. Poor Britney.
Britney.
Listen, okay, so the question is Britney Spears more overrated than Madonna?
Ooh.
And I say no. Because you know why I say no? Yes. Because I think Britney Spears and Madonna might be at the same talent level. But Madonna's way bigger than Britney Spears, like, in terms of, like, her pop culture status.
You think so?
Yeah, which makes her overrated to me.
Okay. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I also wonder what was happening in the 80s and 90s, particularly the 80s, where they were singing about... Key Largo all the time.
Montego, baby, why don't we go to Aruba, Jamaica? Come on, pretty mama.
You're not even saying the right words. It's hard. Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Jamaica, baby, why don't we go? Oh.
To the Kokomo.
There you go. But also, Sade in Smooth Operator, she talks about Key Largo. She says this. She says, cross the West LA to Chicago, up the North and down to Key Largo. I'm like, what's going on that we were talking about? Yeah.
I like it.
That was what was happening. Key Largo all the time back in the day. Darren said it too. I don't know what was going on in Key Largo in the 80s.
We should do, since you have this phone, we should ask.
Hey Siri, why was Key Largo so popular in the 80s?
Okay, I found this on the web for why was Key Largo so popular in the 80s. Check it out.
Key Largo is an island in the Upper Florida Keys. That's why. Keys. It's an American Florida. It's one of the Keys.
They must have been developing it right at that time.
Yeah.
Hey Siri.
It must have been beautiful.
What year did they develop Key Largo?
Okay, I found this on the web.
Girl, you giving me the same references. She's like, read. She doesn't, just so you guys know, Siri don't tell you shit.
So while she's looking up why Key Largo is so important to world history.
Please.
World history for 200, Alex. Right now, you can get a hotel down in Key Largo for $260. It's a 4.5 star. Ooh, I like it.
The diving capital of the world.
Yeah, you can go see lots of stuff.
There's living coral
in
reefs.
Key Largo, Italy.
It used to be called Cayo Largo.
Ooh. I'm glad they changed the name.
Yeah, apparently the American Highway, US 1.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at Jewfish Creek at Key Largo.
There you go. What fish?
Yep, Jewfish Lake. That would be Jewfish Lake.
I had to stop myself and say, what?
Wait, what?
These people got to stop. These Republicans, they got to stop. All right.
Yeah, protected Florida reefs.
Darren Hall says Key Largo.
Yeah, he did. All right. So that's what I'm listening to, really.
Nice. I like it.
Smooth operator. Sorry. He said marijuana was popping too in the 80s. Was it or was it cocaine?
Cocaine. Pretty sure.
There was songs, very songs about the cocaine.
White?
Very songs.
What do they call it? What are some of the names for it? The white.
White girl? That's more recent.
No, not white girl.
White girl is cocaine.
Yes, I'm aware. Hey, Google. Siri doesn't want to answer these questions, but what are other names for cocaine?
Oh, wow. Neither do you. Hey, Siri. What are some other words for cocaine?
A synonym of cocaine is cocaine.
Girl, you funny.
She ain't funny at all. Here
hey,
we go.
Siri.
Street name.
Hey, Siri.
Blow. Yeah. C. Coke.
What are some street
crack.
Names for cocaine?
Flick.
Below is 8 degrees.
Freebase. Rock.
Freebasing?
Snow.
Freebase is...
It's Freebase is another name for coke.
Okay.
Cocaine. The cocaína.
Oh, cocaína.
The cocaína.
Okay, well, that was the 80s. I was listening to the 80s
love
at
it.
The time.
Love it.
That's it for us. Do you have a word? Oh, Christina. Tina. I thought Tina was,
Yeah.
No. Tina is what? PCP.
What?
Tina is PCP. It's not cocaine.
I don't know about that.
Hey, Siri. What drug is Tina?
Okay. I found this on the web for what drug is Tebow. Check it out.
Tebow. I like it.
This lady's giving me a whole different
this
set of drugs.
This is a problem out here. She is giving us a problem.
I'm pretty sure. Because when it's rock, it's a normal form. It's freebase. Okay. Okay, thanks, Darren. All the girls standing in line to the bathroom. Anyway. I'm like, oh, that song's about cocaine.
The word for the day, people, is stay off.
Zero drugs,
the drugs,
guys.
Please. Stay away from the drugs. Do not do them.
Do you have a word for real, though?
Yes.
Okay, go. Methamphetamines is what Tina is. Go ahead. Tea, crystal meth, ice, tweak, meth or glass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What were you saying?
Right. So the word, for, the word for today aligns with the weather. The funny thing about today here in Edmonton, I looked up early in the week because I love my birthday. I love the whole week coming up to my birthday and the week after. Today, shout out to Charmaine Barnett and her birthday, and also Carlos. Shout out to him for his birthday. But looking at the weather said that yesterday would be rainy, lots of clouds with a little bit of sunshine. Today and all the following days after was going to be rainstorms all week long, mm-hmm. all the way into June. Mm-hmm. Every day we had a good percentage of rain. Mm-hmm. So after I looked it up, you know, I kind of started making plans for the rain. But then coming up to the day before, and mind you, the day before, the 22nd, was a very, very rainy day, mm-hmm. Which was very trying a day as well. Mm-hmm. But after seeing it, I realized that I wasn't going to make my birthday sore because of weather. Mm-hmm. My birthday always seems to be a weird time of the month or time of the year. A lot of things happen on my birthday that are always kind of weird that happen. So I didn't want to make it a terrible day just because of that. Mm-hmm. So after looking, yesterday and today was supposed to be rainy. Today, yesterday was beautiful. You mm-hmm. saw me on that bike ride mm-hmm. and I had prepared for everything. And then you saw me. Well, you may not see me today, but today was also amazing with the children going on a bike ride again today. Mm-hmm. So we tend to judge things by what people are predicting around us and others are predicting. Really, we just need to kind of live in the moment and go with the positivity. Always bring positive feelings and inject them into every situation you're at. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. Always inject your own positivity into there. And don't let anybody get you down. So while you're moving forward, people are going to kind of bring their energy into your space. They're going to bring their thoughts, their mindset. They're going to bring all that stuff into your space. That negative or less than positive, I should say, energy should not affect your particular energy. Mm-hmm. It's hard because when you're dealing with it, and I'm not talking about energy on a cosmic level or anything like that. I'm just talking about how you are for the day. Sometimes we get it in our own headspace and it affects those that are around us. We don't even know that's happening. You start feeling and you go through this tumbleweed of thought and it goes down and becomes a whirlpool, becomes a tornado, becomes a hurricane. And then now you're engulfed in a bunch of thought. You need to inject your own positivity and say, you know what? I'm not going to let nothing get me down and keep moving. The power behind that is infectious. The power of a smile, the power of moving, the power of paying it forward, the power of positive moves. That's what gets us from one step to the next. It's like a ripple effect, a wave. And once you start, you know, Neil's dad often said that, you know, you're the ocean. You're thinking that you're overwhelmed by the ocean, but you are the ocean. So cause the waves, cause the crashes, cause the moves, cause the shifts, cause the tidal waves, cause everything to happen. You make the cause as a person. And that is the word of the day.
Okay, I like it. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for the reminder, Nigel.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us this week. We will see you again next week on The Black Multiverse Theory Podcast. Good night, everybody. Double black power fist.